Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Jesus' mighty name we're praying.
Amen.
How many of us came tonight meaning serious business? I hope that your season will not come and you fail to recognize it. Are you following what I'm saying? That's why I ask us to pray. You pray yourself into precision of the Spirit. There's something called precision of the Spirit. That your spirit man become laser sharp. You can pick it. The slightest wind of the Spirit. Nothing pass you by. Jesus. Shakata balakotai, ebele kupande moko brebekatai. Elakai federu kushin. Jesus. Lion roar, eagles fly.
It's in you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in you. You were meant to fly.
Bless you, Jesus. Eke kenti koko supai. Thank you, Father. Woo. We give you praise, Jesus. And we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say that amen with power. Amen. Please be seated for a moment. The Lord is going to be doing great things amongst us. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we're like them that dream. God is turning someone's captivity tonight. I say again, God is turning someone's captivity tonight. Is changing the narrative. As I stood here, I saw in the spirit that Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan, the wealthy apps, this phase is over. Now listen, you are entering into a citywide phase. Okay? Yes, I saw it. You are stepping into a citywide. So what that means is that there's going to be charges that will be coming out of this place, that the whole city will gather to watch you burn. There's a fragrance upon this house. There's a fragrance. Man of God, the Lord said it's time for you to step into the supernatural. Where's your wife? Come. It's time. Stand. Of healings, manifestations of the Spirit, creative miracles, flows of the Spirit, flows of the Spirit. Now listen, pay attention to longer hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. Pay attention to longer hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. Pay attention to longer hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. There is a river breaking forth from within you by the Spirit, and it is rushing upon your lives. There's a river of the Spirit. So pay attention. Take him up. It is going to be an outburst. You can't tame it. Now, they have seen you as a man who teach from the brooks of wisdom, but it's time to see power like never before. Like never before. Shahai da kaben de kefi histokai tabata is defender and the kapai shafande. Flows of power, move of the Spirit, bursting forth from within your walls, seeing, knowing, and hearing. Seeing, knowing, and hearing of the Spirit. Seeing, knowing, and hearing of the Spirit. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's a new season where the supernatural will break out lavishly. Pay attention to it. The Lord is bringing you into that waters. Like the wind blowing from the south, says the Lord, I will cause my Spirit to blow upon this house. Oh yes, like the bread from the nostrils of the Lord, I will cause my power to move mightily amongst you. Yes, I will cause this wind to blow upon the slain, says the Lord, and my army will arise, a mighty man, strong and prepared as men of war for the days to come. Rahashta krende brofrende kosta plahai. Zingo uste bliingo te iku fi iki iste kle iko stefe. Oh yes, I cause my wind to blow, says the Lord. I cause my wind to blow. Stakri in the coast. Reviving the dead. Bringing back the lost. Kembo usta kreista. Reviving the dead. Bringing back the lost. Kibom the ikis the fetish. Oh yes, I cause a gathering amongst you, says the Lord. I cause a gathering of the Spirit. Prepare for me a feast, says the Lord. Prepare a feast. A feast. A gathering of my people. Call them together. And I will cause my wind to blow upon their lives. Oh, ste bringo ste fi in the costa, lengesto brovin de kobam de kedish te fredish. Oh yes, a solemn assembly. Kumbro I kom delis te kim brovi ise, enge dom di kikis te fredish. I am prepared to do a new thing, says the Lord amongst you. Prepare to do a new thing. Yes. Look at it. Yes. Streams of water in desert. Ostafreheke beneath the fradishta. See, look and behold, streams of water in desert. Estefi costa friend de costa. Yes, see it. Streams of water in the desert. Ekumbro fi costa flende cobosta. A mighty release of the Spirit, an outpouring upon your sons and daughters. Seble kitosta. Streams of water in the desert. A coast of land, the Kabish, the Fredish. Oh, yes. A cavern, the Kiddies, the friend, the Kabila, Tishta. Simble Henke, Kish, the friend, the Kobrovindicus, the friend. Ay, Kabanai. Sefren, the Kerish, the Fredish. Oh, yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Si flende keblitis te fridi meneketis te fridi bin. O loco beni si vindi kitis tu si vreni meneketis. Si vrehei si vreneketis te fridi. Si ke mende kebifidis. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Si flende kosten. Coals of fire kindled by my power. Coals of fire kindled. Oh, si he gave in the caution. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hey, the man I guess is feeling. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. The Lord is asking you to call for a feast, call for a gathering. Wait upon the Lord. Extend your fast. Give him 3 more days and see what he will do amongst you. Extend your fast. Extend your fast. Give him 3 more days. It is one thing when you go to seek him. It's another thing when he requests. And he says, meet me at this point. In Exodus 19, he told Moses, he says, sanctify the people before me 7 days and bring them on the 7th day before the mount. And he came with the sound of thunder and fire and he visited them. This house is about to experience a major visitation. Yes. 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 A major visitation of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Pray more. Pray more. Pray more. Pray more. Pray away the dross. Pray away coldness. Pray away confusion. Pray into precision. Pray into power. Pray into clarity. Pray into precision. Oh, shake the cabinet. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Amen. Please be seated for a moment. Be seated. Be seated. It's a new season. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Shaika Fandi Kefi Diti Stephen Mekadishta. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Send the Krande Okushin the Kradishta. I'm seeing what looks like the appearance of eagles in the auditorium. Eagles. 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 It is the spirit of precision, accuracy. Oh, yes. Eagles. There's going to be the emergence of eagle Christians. Eagle Christians. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. Yes. It's time to mount up. It's time to mount up. It's time to mount up. Now, there are some of you who have entered into season, but there's been no corresponding manifestations as a proof that the season has changed. God has changed his posture, but you are yet to adjust to yours. All right? There's an awakening within you, and suddenly I see men being dragged into the posture of the Lord. Yes. That is, things ought to have changed. The Lord has changed his posture. But you have not fastened yourself to meet him. You have not fasted. As I speak, it's a summon. It's a summon. Suddenly, people will be drawn spiritually into awareness. That's one of the most important things that can happen to you in a meeting. To stumble into an awareness. Just like a veil tears out. Ah, this is it. Yes. And you go with that light. You go with that light. As I speak, I will count 1 to 7. There are people who are dragged. Your season has changed, but you have not adjusted to the new one. And there is a need for a drawing of the Spirit. Yes, for the Spirit and the bride says, come. Stand where you are, ushers. Just stay where you are, ushers. Protocol, stay where you are. The Spirit and the bride says, come. There are people who are being called and dragged. Yeah. There is a change of posture that is being demanded. because of the revelation coming. There's going to be an outbreak of light in your spirit, and suddenly clarity that you know what to do by the Spirit. Ought you not to have started prophesying, says the Lord. Yes, that is a word for someone. Ought you not to have started prophesying? For I've caused my spirit to rest upon you. Open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. That's the spirit of prophecy. Shakata balakaita fredikaita. Esivriiko sivriike bina. Bai kate stivende kabish. Help them. Shakata balakaita viti. Etemanai kidikopai. Sibanakaita bino stivendeshta. Yes, I see it. The appearance of eagle Christians. Eagles imagine from amongst us. We cause a stirring and a summoning. Men are summoned to their prophetic destiny. Be fasting in alignment. Down to where the Lord stands. Let the host of heaven assemble these soldiers. Shakade brofende kabai. You will no longer lie when the Lord is standing. You will take his posture. You will pray and you will fast. You are drawn into his reality. We kick out the doors and the drawers. Let there be an emergence. Let there be an outbreak. Suddenly, an awareness. Kaita barakate shtefe de kai. Sivra hai de frede kopai tabata. Yes. Let there be an awakening of the spirit. And men called to their ordained realities. Let the call of destiny be heard. Let the summon of destiny be heard. Let the summon of destiny be heard. Gideon, it's time to arise and step into the field of the Lord. You will no longer hide from those who have been designed to destroy. It's time to rise as a mighty man of war. Let the call of destiny be heard. Saka de brethren de kitish de fredish. Sikai. 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 Este blekete benekitish.
It's in you. You were meant to fly. You will see and you will hear. 'Cause it's in you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagle. It's in you. You were meant to fly.
Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Please be seated for a while. Ay, Father, the Kedish defende Matai Katadadai. Sikanda Mai Katitish defende. Oh, yes. Shende Kvende Rokusi Planta Kaita Fedish. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Let there be a fanning. Now I see what is happening clearly. I can see the eagles flapping their feathers. Flapping their feathers, yes. It is a new stream of life. A new energy of the spirit. Oh yes. There is a new energy level being activated. Some of you have not stepped into this order before. But it is a new energy level. Shai katataita katataita. Jesus. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground. My friend. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Till you understand. That the Lord is here. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Till you understand. That the Lord is here. Thank you, Father. This is holy ground, my friend.
friend.
Open your eyes. Open your ears. Till you understand
that the Lord is here.
Come on now. Open your eyes. Open your ears.
Open your ears.
Till you understand.
Till you understand
that the Lord,
is here.
Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise for your activations tonight. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Please, streams of life, you may be seated. Thank you, Father. Man of God, sit down for a while. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. Over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thank you, Lord. For the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I'm trying to, it's an Holy Ghost night, it's an impartation night. Please don't narrow down your hunger. If I were you, I'd be very wild, very, very wild. You know that moment where you say, you better do it tonight or never. By all means, I contend. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what you should be doing with your spirit right now. By all means, I contend. Thank you, Father. Now, yesterday I began to show you that there are five things that must be in place for a man to experience real shift. And God wants to shift a man, these five things needs to be in place. And I said, number one is what? Light and understanding of how things work in the spirit realm. True? And I said to you that it is not enough to know that the spiritual controls the physical. You need to know how it happens. Those who live their life in the flesh will be victims of conclusions in the spirit. Those who live their life in the flesh will be victims. It is like attending a feast when they have finished sharing food. People would have contended for realities. And the man who is in the flesh is wondering why the plate is empty. Because the real place where things happen is where? In the spirit. When there's about to be a shift in a territory, the announcement will be made. It's like It is like calling someone whose battery has run out. It doesn't matter how urgent the news is, he can't receive it. So when the Bible says, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. To walk in the spirit is to be active in the spirit. Be alive in the spirit. Stay awake in the spirit. So pray that your spirit man will be so active to receive the slightest signals from God. So pray yourself into those realities. Are you following what I'm saying here? How do you trust the life you are living when you are not praying? How do you trust your decisions? What makes you feel you are wise? What makes you feel, do you understand what I'm saying? Because the real place where wisdom, Bible says the wisdom that comes from above is first pure. Then it is peaceable and easily entreated. So there is a wisdom that comes from above. That is what God wants us to live with. This one is not 2 + 2 = 4. You pray yourself into this one, because sometimes it is what men calls foolishness, but with God it is wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen, a lot of things is going on in the spirit realm in these last days. Reshuffling and rearrangement. Some people will just wake up and discover that burden is no longer there. Some people just wake up and discover that the grace in that passion that was there, because the burden is what signifies that God is still interested. When burden lifts, something is lost. Be careful. The burden is the mark that God is having an expectation here. Are you following what I'm saying? Some of you, God gave you burdens for intercession. You will pay yourself into the place of prophecies. I saw something just now. It's going to happen shortly. Just help them. All right? You will pray it open. Some of you began to have burdens for nations. All of a sudden, it became burden for cities. That became burden for your street. What reduced the size? Lack of attention to it. Be careful to pay attention to the size of the burdens of the Lord in your spirit. Be careful. That is the pointer that God is trying to do something in that area. Sometimes he tells you, for the next 40 days, 2 to 4 a.m., pray in tongues. Stay with me. And say, how can I do it? PPC start by 6. Am I going to sleep? He said, pray. He will energize you for it. God never demands where he has not supplied. He will energize you for it. And the person will not pray only to enter into a season of manifestation. Ill prepared. And now you can't sustain the reality, because you ignored the day of preparation. Listen, there are many of you under the sound of my voice in this meeting that are about to enter into a cave season. A cave season where there's going to be an intense burden in your spirit. Not just burden, but also grace to respond to it. Where it will be demanded of you to increase your prayer time. To spend time. I cannot forget. My real burden began in 2011. I'd read that book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Somebody introduced me to another book. Then suddenly it occurred to me that if I continue living my life like this, I will be finished before I start. You know, when that veil is off, see, this one that you get to the place of prayer, you don't know what to pray. It is because you have not started praying. When you start praying, you will now begin to know what to pray about. That is how prayer works. You start. You are about to enter into a season of prayer where you pray like a drunkard. In your sleep, your lips will be moving in prayer because of the energy of the Spirit. And what is God doing? Preparing you for the weight of your destiny. Fanning you to flame for what is coming. Making sure that the sun is ready. Pay attention to that burden. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. Listen, sometimes all God needs to do is to show you a glimpse of what he intends to do with your life. And it occurs to you, the version of me now can't accomplish it. This version, no. The Isaiah said, in the day that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Then said I to myself, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. I also dwell among people of unclean lips. There's a light that shines on you, and suddenly all you call greatness become humbled. And you start seeing the need for more, the need for more, the need for more, the need for more. You see the urgency. There's an awakening in your spirit. Listen, yesterday I told you some things. We're going to enter into the practicality of it. Some of you have been struggling to find your way back to prayer. It's been a struggle. It looks like since you stopped praying for a while, there was an iron bar placed at your prayer life. You are wondering, how can I find my way to praying back for 1 hour? Lo and behold, suddenly I see the bars of iron shattered into pieces. I see the gate of brass broken. And men find their way back again. And I see those who have spent weeks without prayer, all the horns of the altar in tears. There is something light does that nothing else can do. The Bible said while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears amongst the wheat. One of the significance of sleeping is that light is out. The devil best operates when you are without revelation. He best still when you don't have revelation. So the Bible said, be sober and be what? Vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, like a wounded lion, roams about seeking for whom he may devour. Be vigilant. That is, keep vigil. Be awake. Let your spirit man be alert. There are some of you here who have come from places where wicked people exist. Wicked, vicious individuals who want to terminate your light. They want to end you. And listen, you may never even know the urgency of prayer for your life until light comes. You may not even know that there is a serious contention for your soul. When the devil begins to prepare, God alerts you. Pray now, for evil days are coming. And he tells you, spend so and so days praying. Because he has discovered the energy it will take to decode that require that level of fervency. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Let me tell you what codes and what sealed matters are in the spirit. Now, imagine, I think one of the things that devastated the nations of the earth was the fact that COVID came as a sealed matter. And suddenly it looks like God somehow refused to reveal this to his prophet. So now you can understand what John means in Revelation 5. When there was an announcement, who is worthy to break the seals and to open the scrolls? He said, I wept because there was none found worthy on the earth, beneath the earth, and in heaven. That is, certain events are about to happen that will catch men unawares. So he understood that these things must not... hold on a minute. Imagine the world right now without the book of Revelation. Your eyes need to be opened. Are you following what I'm saying? And a voice said to him, weep no more, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, has prevailed. There are some of you who are entering into seasons of scrolls that have been sealed but should be broken. You should not enter into the magnitude of what is coming unawares. No! The seal must be broken. The revelation must come. Light must come. If you were asleep, what happened to your watchmen? What happened? Ezekiel 33 verse 7. Ezekiel 33 verse 7. Shaikatabai. See thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn the people. Listen to what I'm saying. There are people whose watchmen are asleep. There are people who are watchmen who are asleep. Both of them are coming alive tonight. Both of them are coming alive tonight. Both of them are coming alive tonight. And suddenly we will begin to tower in the place of prayer again. That the devil will not be able to steal in our camp. No. 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 Like David will say, when the lion came and a bear and went after my lamb, I went after it and took it and I killed the lion. Amen. Be seated. May your watchmen not be asleep. May your watchmen not be asleep. For light to come, your spirit man must be very sharp. The Bible said the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord with which he searches the inward part of the belly. Listen to what I'm saying. There's something called the strength of your spirit. Be strong where it matters. So when the Bible said be strong in the Lord. See, be strong. That in your spirit, pray it into strength. The same way people can build physical muscles, you can build energies of the spirit. Are you following what I'm saying here? 1 hour, you are fanning something to flame. You are fanning something to flame. You are fanning precision. You are clearing the dross. Do you know what it means for a man's spirit to be experiencing dross? It is covered. It can't conduct. It can't conduct. It's been a while. You can't even discern God. And some like that walk into their death. Nothing can pick the signal. I see God fanning men to flame. I see God fanning men to flame. I see God fanning men to flame. I said something to you yesterday and something very, very important. With good understanding, you can surpass your original design. And with bad understanding, you can fail in your original design. And in your lifetime, God will say, I look for a man for what he has designed you for. Exactly. See, we must be humbled by one thing. There are many silent replacements in the kingdom. Decisions made in the courtroom of heaven. You just discover that a man who used to stand tall in the reality is no longer there, but alive. And you look around, who is now wielding this someone somewhere? Nameless and voiceless. God just lift him. Because when the assignment changes location, all the allocations also changes location. And somebody is now wondering, is God unfaithful? Why is it that the things he has said will happen to me is no longer happening? What happened to the man God called? That's not the man speaking now. You see, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Understand this. The devil has not really stolen from you until he has stolen your intimacy. That is our only lifeline. That it doesn't matter the challenge I face in this world. As long as I can bend this knee, light will come. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. Start from verse 16. Ephesians chapter number 1 from verse 16. Oh, thank you, Father. Okay. Ephesians 1, 16. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now look at this. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of what? Wisdom and what? Revelation. You can't separate wisdom from light. The level of wisdom a man walks in is directly proportional to the light. Wisdom is not just the ability to talk smart. No. Wisdom is right positioning. In every situation, every matter. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So when the eyes is enlightened, look at the result. Then that ye may know what is the hope of your calling. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Why do people misbehave? Because they have not seen the hope of their calling. They have not seen it. Some of you, I just smile when I imagine tomorrow. I smile. And when I pray for the pastors, my top prayer is that they will know the hope of their calling. They will see it. Sir, there is something you will see that you will say offense is stupid. You are stupid offense. You say, you think I'm an idiot. Me, drop my inheritance for this thing. I lie. It is because you have not seen something. It is because you have not seen it. I showed you that scripture as they began to speak in Acts of the Apostles chapter number one now? And it was a sober conversation. Began to mention how that Judas was once mentioned amongst us. Names amongst us. Judas. Go and read Revelation. Is it 20 and 21 now? How that the names of the apostles is the foundation of the new Jerusalem. Said he had obtained of this ministry. He had obtained of. Can you give me that scripture? Look at it. When they were come together, they asked of him, saying, the Lord. No, this is crazy. Let me read from my Bible. Say it again. Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes that I may see. Come on, say it. Be angry that I may see. That I may see, Lord. That I may see. Acts 1:16. Jesus. Men and brethren. Okay, let me start from verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together about 120. Men and brethren. Look at how many people waiting to replace Judas. There were only 12 given the privilege to be the apostles of the Lamb. They are the first generation apostles. No other apostle, no matter their greatness, will be among those 12. That those 12, they were sealed for it. How do you see that one and not know it? How much is 30 pieces of silver? What will he buy? I can't find it. How much was a plate of porridge that Esau will say, what is my birthright? There is something light does. Light forms the foundation for correct contention. You will fight for it. I can't taste it. This scripture, whenever I read this, I read with fear and trembling. Because the word of God is very real to me. It said, men and brethren, this scripture must need be fulfilled. Have been fulfilled. Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us. And had, they were using past tense, had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Let me tell you this. One of the major contentions we have is with the forces of people's father's house. Somewhere along the line, even with fasting and prayer, it catches up with them through certain weaknesses, insecurity, low self-esteem. And the devil used the opportunity. And that's why I don't cease to pray for anybody who have left. I'd rather remain a fool for that destiny to be fulfilled. I'm not here joking. What kind of statement is this? Just because he didn't have light. Did he know who he was selling? Did he know who he was selling? God himself for 30 pieces of silver. Say, now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers in Jerusalem, inasmuch as the field is called by their own tongue, Akedema. For how long? Now look at verse 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric, let another take. It's bishopric. What I'm trying to tell you is that See, you may feel small. That doesn't mean what God has designed you for is small. Do you understand? Don't you get it? Many Oyedepos were called. Some left ministry together to get teaching job. Many Oyedepos were called. Many Iyadeboyes were called. Some left it to be civil servants for a while. And that door shut. Because everything is with timing. Time and chance happens to all of us. May you arise in your time. Because listen, when you get that timing right, it will look like you are the one who knows how to do things. There is a timing. It doesn't matter the suffering and the agony. Stay with that timing. There is a door that must not be shut. You must get the timing right. It will not always be there. The door will not be open forever. The time will not always be there. Many Oya kilometers were called. Some left it to do something more prestigious. I can find the kaida. How? How? Because they did not see. Because they did not see. Psalms chapter number 82 verse 5. They know not. And because they don't know, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. The foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are God. How should you not know this? I have said, you are God. I have said, I have come to make and sound an alarm that your life is not necessarily going to go in the way of prediction. There are instructions that will manage your own unique destiny. And it may not look wise and look smart. When you find it, contend for it. It may not make sense, but stay. Stay with it. Listen, your mate will pass. And say bye-bye, we have left you behind. But with little steps, you will overtake effortlessly. I'm telling you. You just understand. God, what is your portion for my life? May you have light in that area. May you have light in that area. May you have light in that area. May you stay with it. Sit for a while. Go back to that scripture. Look at what lack of light can do. Go to verse 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric. It's like saying his mantle. Let another person take. Nobody will take your bishopric. Yeah. Oh yes. You will live your life to fulfill it. Yeah. One of the worst things that can happen to a man is to live his life in such a way that he now realizes that he cannot become the man God showed him in vision. Sadly enough, he has to watch somebody else do it. Listen. There is a grace to pay the price your destiny requires. There is a grace to pay the price in consecration, in fasting, in prayer. You will pray, oh. You will pray in prayer, in commitment, rugged commitment. That's why when I share stories with you, I don't hide anything. So you don't just feel that these people just speak. No. Dangerously and aggressively committed to this cause. I'm a man of one thing. Dangerously. My spirit, soul, and body wired. Dangerously committed. That's why I don't settle. That thing, that crown that was designed for you from the foundations of the earth, you will not lose it. Please be seated. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Stop it. Eagles fly, eating you. You were meant to fly. Yes. Now this is it. One of the things that is happening tonight is that God is, listen to this, God is pulling many of you away from the gravitational pull of your father's house. People will struggle to believe that you are from that same lineage. Guy. Guy. Sit down. Sit down. Let me show you what I saw. I saw like a golden chain drag people out. Oh yes. When it happens, it happens. You just discover that the leading nobody could receive amongst them. You are receiving such leading. Yes. The instructions they didn't receive. That's the way you will know it. Because God is now fashioning, forming, and chiseling a man for himself. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar, hey. Eagles fly, eating you. You were meant to fly. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Let not your heart be afraid. Let not your heart be afraid unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. You will not come out to look anything like that pattern. Because there is a separation tonight. And your story is clearly different. No, you are not dying young. You are not dying young. You are not dying young. We confront those forces. We change those narratives. Who is it that says it when the Lord has not spoken? We remove, we blot out those ordinances. Your case is entirely different. Listen. Listen well. The reason why many of you face so much heat and confrontation from coming to church is not them. It is those forces saying keep them amongst us. But no, the chain is broken. And you are loose. Your soul is escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The chain is broken and you are loose. Your soul is escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Shai kataba tavala katesh. Eka baha telebrefi di kebenesh. Now listen. Some of you have heard complaints. It is school we sent you to, not church. No, it is destiny calling. Oh yes, it is destiny calling. Your portion is there, that's why there is a desire. You just can't tell the reason why. I can't seem to build a life outside this influence. There is something there for you. Content. 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 Sit down for a while. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray, as we pray. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray. As, come on, I see lives, I see stars shining out of darkness, breaking forth, bursting out. Imagine, climb.
wearing out. Let the gravestone be rolled aside. Destinies are shooting out. Come on now. Nothing can stop this rising. No power in hell can stop it. Amen. There's this hymn coming to my spirit. Pastor Michelle, join him. In Christ alone, the last two verses. Can you project it? In Christ alone, the last. We read the first stanza, then the last two. In Christ alone, the first one. Please project it so we can walk with it. Shahaka brethren de kupaya. Please be very, very sensitive in the spirit. Be very, very sensitive. Shakata balakata bakatai. I want you to project it in Christ alone, the first and the last two. Second tebero koshete rokoshete. Shake teke 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 teke. Oh, yeah.
He is my light, my strength.
Come on, raise your voice.
My song, this cornerstone, this solid ground.
Bend through the fierce,
bend through the fierce,
draw us out. Hey,
what I of you, what it's of me.
When fears are still, when striving
sees,
my comforter,
my comforter.
Second to the last.
No guilt in life.
No fear in death.
No fear in death.
This is the power of Christ.
This is the power of Christ.
From life was Christ.
From life was Christ.
To final breath.
To final breath.
Come on. Jesus commands my destiny.
Second to the last. The second to the last. That's where we're going to stop. Now let's take it slowly so we can understand it. And we will rejoice at the power that raised Christ from the dead. For if this same power be in us, this same power will quicken our mortal bodies.
Oh. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in hell, has been my portion. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save, sealed on the cross.
Hey,
as Jesus died, the Lord.
He's born in the lay. Light of the world.
This same spirit in me. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, things are new. All things are new. Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. I bring forth water in the desert, make ways in the wilderness. All things are new. Listen. Fear not. Fear not. You are the one the Lord has separated for himself. You are the one the Lord has separated for himself. You are the one the Lord has separated for himself. Like he said, I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The son of wickedness shall not afflict him. Neither shall the enemy exact upon him. He has found you by himself. Fear not. A new story begins from you. Be it sickness of any kind. I don't care what the name is. You are connected to what man was connected to. You have the covenant of life. Nothing dies in your body. Nothing dies in your life. We must hold on to this reality. This is the profession of our faith. We hold on to it. Shaikata balakai, safrande kebiste. Ela cabra fradekai. Lekitiste vrediste fredekai. Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. The glory face is here. 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 Oh, thank you. We bless you, Lord. You are whole. Listen, there's a reason I sang that song. There's something the Lord is doing tonight. Ija do mi ogun si cha. Olu bala haya ba pora. Ija do mi ori hayo. Jesus, help them, Shakata barakate shefre fekoshim. Esevri ikosta blande kredish to kredish. Siblahai, tafam de kebino si kredish. Oh, sivri de gorosha. For behold, the field are white and ready for harvest. And I cause my hand to be strong upon your life, says the Lord. Shakata balakata batakai. Shalakan rafrata bakata gada.
Hey! Warrior!
Where's promise? Come here. Where's Tumiwo? Come here. Now stand. There's a reason why I sent for you. Okay? There's a new season and it's not subjected to guesswork. This is it. Okay? There's no guesswork. Condemn yourself to that part. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? There's no guesswork. There's no guesswork. So prepare yourself. Pack your bags. The face you used to know has come to an end. Okay? There's no guesswork. Like the military disobeyed the last command. And I see the hand of God come upon your life. I see new streams of song. But not just that. I see the grace and audacity to step into your ordination. It's been hanging and waiting for the time you will realize. And I see the Lord saying, lay your hands on her to step in. I activate it by the Spirit. It is activated. You will not lag behind. Take her up. You will not lag behind in that calling. You will not lag behind. It is a new phase. Now listen. 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 It's a grace. It's a grace to rattle territories. It's a grace. It's a grace. It's a grace. Unending, insatiable hunger till territories are conquered by a mark of fire from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I activate this new dimension. Thank you, Lord. Such that came on Philip and Stephen. Ice and fire. Shakata bakai tafrade kede shinti. Shai kata bahai tafredish. Cruise of oil. There are new activations of the Spirit. Yes. 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 New activations of the Spirit for that which the Lord has ordained you for. Fire. Fall on Him. Fresh. From today you walk in it with so much awareness and grace and empowerment by the Spirit and the anointing to step into it. Grace. Older. Grace. Grace. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I call for an activation. It won't stop flowing. It won't cease till that which the Lord has ordained you for is better. Grace! Shai katabai tafradish. Help us. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. 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 Rivers of living water. Rivers. 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 Fresh. Guys! Help him, please. It's a new season for you. You're empowered for it.
empowered for it. You're empowered for it. Thank you. Oh, Louisa, come. Rachel, come. I'm going to pray for a couple of people. Blessing. Question. First blessing. Come. Back away, Grace. Bye. Come. Man of God, step aside. Join your hands together. I saw something written. The Firebrand Women. There's a new activation. There's a new activation. Just step aside. There's a new activation. There's a new activation. It's a new phase of your destiny opening up. There's a new activation. And it's going to be with the mark of fire. 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 Let it rest upon your life. Fire! Fire. Fire. Shaika Fadish. Solo impact. Come. Where's that group of people that pray together? I want to see that group. Come. Come. Yes. You all know how much my heart has been burning for this group. And it is important that this season doesn't pass. Unless there's a breaking forth. Are you part of the group? Is he part of the group? If not, just step aside. I'll call you. Step aside. Shaika Fante Kittish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Where are their spouses? Come. You join your own hands together another place. Help them stay the other side. Those of you whose spouses are not here, don't worry. Come on. Lift your hands. There's a weight actually. There's a weight of glory. There's a weight of God's glory. There's a weight of God's glory. There's a weight. I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. It's your portion. It is activated by the Spirit. I activate it. Catch each the Freddy. Break forth on all sides. Let the doors of limitation break. I open the door of access. You will have to change the name of the group because of what the Lord is going to start. I open the door of the access. Doors of the access. Kartesh. Shika prafradish tefrede keros tefredish. None shall be feeble amongst you. None shall be feeble amongst you. No loose hands. No loose hands. All empowered. Kate Sebelekai. No loose hands. All empowered. By the operation of the Spirit. No loose hands. Empowered. 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 No loose hands.
And I insist. None will be left behind in Egypt. None. Those of you who have not been able to get married, I open that door today. Go and get it done. After this impartation, God will do a quick work and he will perfect it in righteousness. If money has been the limitation, I command it is out of the way. By this time next year, there is none amongst you who will not have been settled. I activate that door and command it to open. Let every siege of delay be broken. It is done. Amen. Go back to your seat. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. Open your eyes. Come on, lift your hands. Open your ears till you understand.
Till you understand
that the Lord is here.
The Lord is here.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. Open your ears
till you understand.
Till you understand
that the Lord,
is here.
Now sit down for a while. Sit down for a while. As I get to different junctions, we'll have to provoke an activation based on the way God is leading. Based on the way God is leading. Where is their bayeries? Where are they? Come. Come. The Lord spoke to me. Who is that person that came to meet me? Sheto, come. Oyolua, come. Kai. I know you know that the door can be opened through an activation. Yes. And this is that day. I just saw that I couldn't stop crying as I pray. And the Lord began to mention your name to me. And we're going to activate the door. Is that okay now? Yes. It is not by might nor power. No. Thereby it is come. It is by my spirit, says the Lord. Join your hands together. That which you have been unable to do, that which has failed to open, that which you have cried in secret for. Today's date is what? 23rd of August 2023. This is the day that door opens. That which has been difficult for you up until now, with ease, it opens. With ease, it opens. You will not struggle. And I command that door, open up. Open up. Prepare your net for a great catch. Prepare your net for a great catch. And suddenly, everything that seems short begins to open. It is a sealed matter. Nothing, no power of hell will shake this decree. Amen. Please go back to your seat. Now, when you said to me the other time that I know that one decree can change this narrative, something broke within me. That's awareness.
And because you are aware, I join my faith with yours. There's somebody directly in the middle row. As I laid hands on him, you felt the hand on your head. Yes. It is the door of wealth. I don't know who that person is, but I command that door to be. You are in the middle. As I laid the hand, you felt it on your head. It is the door of wealth. I count 1, 2, 3. Let that person by a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. So, Lord, that which has been impossible becomes possible from now. That which has been unable to open, Ephata, be opened. I break those doors by the Spirit, and they are shattered right before you. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Let there be an activation of doors. Of doors. Of doors. Shai kata bakatai. Siki panta kapatish tikapatish. Eliai kapanta kapatish takebedo. I hear it. Same grace of ease. 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 Go and do the things you've not been able to do before. Go and do the things you've not been able to do before. It is done. Thank you, Father. Please help them to their seat. Where's Timilane? Now I know. Come. Ah. Lift your hands. I decree and declare, stand behind them, please. From today, I break that yoke. That which has formed a siege, and you have been restricted from entering into that reality, finally, an end comes to that siege. Break forth by the Spirit. A new door of access in that field is open to you, and nothing will be stolen from you. Where's Fain? A new door is open to you. Father, let that fragrance, such that was on Jacob, that is the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed, be filled with that fragrance. Yes. Be filled with it. Be filled with it. Shai katapatai. Sikabanda kapatai. Tasha finish. A new fragrance of the Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Shake it, Freddish. Freddish. Hey, Freddish, the minister, Freddish. Say the minister, Freddish. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Settled. It's settled. Help them to their seat. Thank you, Father. Shake it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Now, let me start tying up. I'm still going to pray. There are people God has laid in my heart. Then much more I'm going to pray for everyone. Is that okay? Don't be in a hurry to run. The number two thing you need to enter into a shift is that you need to know how to generate power to give you an hedge in this wicked world. You need to know how to generate power to give you an hedge in this wicked world. You need to know how to generate power to give you an hedge in this wicked world. The Bible said, have respect to covenant, For the dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. The world is full of darkness. The Bible says that gross darkness have covered the people. It is a wicked world where destinies are even interchanged. So if any man will have the slight chance of breaking through, it will have to be an emergence by power. So the question now is, how do we generate power? I shared it to you yesterday. He said, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you make tremendous power. What? Available. Listen, sometimes the issue is, and I want to bring that balance and that correction, and it is common amongst we Pentecostals. It is not like we are not praying. But Paul said, I will pray in tongues, I will pray in understanding also. You must know how to pray in understanding. Listen, when you want to pray about your business, put it in front. Mention it. Sometimes things are stagnant, not because you don't know the strategy. Beyond strategy, there is a power that advances cause. That all of us, people are just not seeing it, despite the packaging. But when you pray away that shadow of darkness, and a light shines, and now everybody sees, say, oh, we didn't even know you have been doing it. Something I've been doing for 10 years. You need power to have an edge. You need power to have an edge. See, the force that tries to trap man to the ground is a very serious force. And that's why you observe, when you're about to break into your first 1 million, it looks like, it's war. Then you get to that level, the first 5 million, it's like, why is the door shut? But listen, some of you have smelt it, almost touching it again and again, and it looks like it is drawn far again from you. But from tonight, never again. Never again. Listen, you are breaking into a new sphere of wealth that your hands have not touched before. It looks like it's just those in front, who cares? But I insist, since they care, you are breaking into a new operation of wealth. Sit down for a minute. Poverty is a demon. Let no one glorify it to you. There is nothing noble about poverty. Poverty is a form of prison. That there is a lot of things you want to do, and like a man in prison, you don't have the capacity for it. Though you are working free. Many of you truly want to serve God. You want to give your resources. But what do you do when you don't have? The Bible said a poor man is even hated by his own friends. And I've said this before. Listen to this. Listen to this. Many believers have not come to realize the power that fights the wealth of Christians. And the devil enjoys it so that you say, let me just be on fire. But the fire can't spread now. Even the megaphone to use and preach in the market square, you can't afford. So, what is the essence of the fire? When you can't communicate it to the generation that needs it. Some of you are due for your own studios. Music studios, where you produce songs to the Lord with all equipment. Photo studios, video studios. Some of you are creatives. You are due for your own gadget. You are so brilliant and talented at these things. But it looks like you just can't afford it for any reason. We're going to activate that tonight. What I've just mentioned now, if it concerns you, run out. Please be careful. Hold on, let me explain. You are into the creative world. It is time for you to get your gadget. You've not been able to get it. Come out. If you are watching me online, step out where you are. Please help me. Just stand behind here. Just here. Thank you. Lift your hands where you are standing. It depends on your hunger. Never again will there be any difficulty in that regard. How many of you believe, that we are not just decreeing from empty words? No, sir. These words won't fall to the ground. I've been looking for you. Shh.
Let me give you 30 seconds to make the request and put time there. Put time there in 30 seconds. Put time there. Please be, make sure you are very serious. Check your faith. Don't just check your faith and put time there. That's how to pray this kind of prayer. Make sure you are very, very serious. Forget about where the money will come from. Just be serious. That's it. Just be serious. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, lift those hands up. Father, I decree that the door of help towards these individuals is opened now. Some of you will get connection that you say, at this level, this doesn't seem to be reasonable, but it will be the finger of God doing it. I decree and declare from today, men are quickened to come to your rescue. Some of you will be able to open your own studios with all equipment. In one day, all equipment. Nothing missing, nothing broken. What you have not been able to do before. As you step out of this place, you step out with a new fragrance to go and do them. You step out into a new level of possibilities. Documentaries. Is anyone connected to that? Documentaries. I think somebody spoke to me about that. I can't remember. Is there anyone? Please just come. Okay, yes. Is there any other person? Documentaries. Okay. Shaikata Batakadash. There is something called help. It is a door. It can open and it can shut against men. I call that door to open for you. 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 Strange connection. Access to men that matters. Access by the Spirit. Access by the Spirit. Access and help. Access and help. Access and help. Access. Access by the Spirit. Now listen. In this year 2023, you will say, indeed, that was the year I escaped poverty. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please go back to your seat. Is there anyone amongst you that God gave an instruction in recent times to sew a gadget? I don't know whether you, I don't care whether you did or not, but there was an instruction. Please wait behind. Come. Put it there. The Lord said, you will have respect on your sacrifice. You will have respect on your sacrifice. You will have respect on your sacrifice. I see somebody calling you and saying, let's make a deal. I'm going to supply you goods worth millions. You sell and return the money when you can. Note this word, it is not going to fall to the ground. And you will be so shocked. Yes, because the person is being quickened as I speak. Person is being quickened. Being quickened. It will not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. For that one, much more are replaced. Much more are replaced. You will never struggle to buy gadgets again. You have left that level. You have left that level. Jesus, you have left that level. Thank you, Father. You are entering into a field of harvest that you didn't plant. Thank you, Father.
Pay attention. Pay attention. Prepare your way before the Lord. You're entering into a field of harvest like the implant. Pay attention. Help you. Power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Amen. Let me quickly, please stand up. Go back to us. Let me quickly. I need to dwell on a few things, so please. Amen. Can I take about 15 minutes to tidy up? Then I thank you. We don't have this all the time, true? We don't have this all the time. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you. You were meant to fly. Now, amen. Now, listen to this. Never ignore when the Lord reveals the intention of the devil about your life to you. Never ignore it. Listen, never ignore it. Bring up the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 3. From verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. Now look at it. It said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So there is a place to bring into captivity. All of a sudden, the devil starts telling you, do you know you may have cancer? You bring that thought into captivity. You will bind it. You will stay there and judge it. You must know how to rise and fight. Never reply thought with thought. Never reply thought with thought. When the thought comes, bring it into captivity. Open your mouth wide. Are you following what I'm saying here? The devil is saying, do you know you can have miscarriage? I judge you. That strange spirit. Not here. Somebody say, not here. Say it again, not here. Say it again, not here. The man that God is still taking all nations. You are traveling Lagos to Kano. Every time you fly, small flight, the devil keeps telling you might have plane crash. What nonsense. Do you know where we are still going? Not here. It is a very wicked world. And those that will have an edge will be those who have mastered and learned how to call upon the name of the Lord. David said in Psalms 18. Let's read the book of Psalms 18. Can we start reading from verse 2? Psalms chapter number 18. Let me jump a bit for the sake of time. Now look at it. Psalms chapter number 18 from verse 3. Let me start from verse 3. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my what? Enemies. Everyone have enemies. Whether you know it or not, you're already in a fight. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills were moved. God is rising up for somebody today. You didn't say that amen like one who knows. I say God is rising for somebody today. Now let's jump a bit. Psalms 18. Verse 32. We're going to quickly go into a warfare mode. Are you following what I'm saying here? Warfare mode. Psalms 18 verse 32. God, it is God that greeted me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Yes? He maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon high places. See, you will not enter those high places until you are made strong. Look at verse 35. 35 quickly. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand had holding me up, and thy gentleness had made me great. Higher, God. thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not sleep. Yes, 37. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Yes. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They were falling under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto battle. You have subdued under me those that rise up against me. Yes. For thou hast given me the necks of my enemy, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them. Even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the wind, and I cast them out as the dead in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people that I have not known shall serve me. It is warfare. It is warfare. I love that verse 34. Look at that verse 34. Verse 34. It teaches my arms to war, so that the bows of steel is broken by my arms. Blessed be the God of David. It's teaching my arms to war, and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David. It's teaching my hands to war, and my fingers to fight.
My hands will work. My fingers will fight. My hands.
Come on, sing it louder.
My fingers will fight. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to war. My fingers to fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight. You are not going to run from that battle. You will fight till your enemies are utterly destroyed right before you. Now listen, you will execute judgment on any force, power or persons that opposes God's plan for your life. You have a minute. Execute judgment.
My fingers will fight.
Execute judgment.
My hands will walk. Then my fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. Then my fingers will fight. Yeah. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. And my fingers will fight.
Amen.
18 verse 43, quickly, Psalms 18 verse 43. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the hidden. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. 44. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey. This is an acaso. They shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. 45. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. As we were praying, I saw spirit running out. I saw spirit running, running. Lift your hands, everyone, for a minute. Let's quickly judge some forces. Let's judge some forces. Let's judge some forces. Let's judge some forces. Let's judge some forces. Now, listen. I pronounce judgment in the name of Jesus Christ upon every force that is contending with your God-ordained destiny. It doesn't matter the years and their sophistication. Tonight, I bring forth judgment in the name of Jesus. And I command in the name of Jesus, park your load and get out. I judge the spirit of death. Get out. I judge the spirit of infirmities. Get out. I judge the spirit of poverty. Get out. I judge the spirit of delay. Get out. In the name of Jesus. I judge the spirit of hatred. Get out. I judge the garment of filthiness. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout fire. Yes, move. Holy Ghost, move. 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 Across this place. Fire. 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 I judge you, unclean spirit. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Power of the Holy Ghost. Move. Move. Sakata balakatesh. With fear and trembling, they will leave their hidden places. Get out. Now listen. Lift your hands where you stand, everyone. Even the captives of the mighty shall be delivered. It doesn't matter the covenant those forces are standing on. For there is no covenant greater than the covenant of the blood. For this is the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh yes! We remove the seal of those covenants. And I command you, spirit, all those ancient spirits, you are judged. 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 Go now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Move across this place. Let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. Let chains break. Oh yes.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Chains. Break. Sit down for a minute. Oluwa Jowo Dide. Dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again. Yes. Being brought out of what looked like the state of death, and that's why I'm singing that song. Oh Lord Jehovah, He is able to do all
things. He is able, able. Shall rise again.
Oh Lord Jehovah,
He is able to do all things.
Ah. Ezekiel 37 from verse 12. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring into the land of Israel. Bring into the land of Israel. Somebody is coming out. 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 Now listen, sit down for a while. To let you know that this world is a very mysterious place. And that's why you must pray, sir. I remember that year, I can't remember now, maybe close to 10 years now, when my grandmother died. The Lord had revealed to me earlier that she was going to die. I mean, she was of ripe age. She was in her 90s. And we went there. We were at the gravesite where we're, you know what they call last respect? Grandchildren comes to also honor you, take his hand. My father is a very meticulous man, very detailed. He was the one supervising it. And nothing escapes him. And when it was my turn to go and do it, an old man with hair so white tapped my shoulder from the back and said, don't go there. I looked at my father. I looked at the man. He had gone. What's this? And suddenly, my father was looking at me. He couldn't see me. And he said, the next person. And I exempted myself. God said, I have exempted you from here. Listen, there will be a clear mark that indeed God separated you. The Lord Jehovah is able to do
all things.
Able,
dry bones shall rise again.
I'm seeing the move of the Spirit online. There's an outbreak of power. There's an outbreak. There's an outbreak of power. Even as I speak, Shakande Kapatakai. And Lincoln sees. The Lord Jehovah is able to
do all things.
He's
able, able. Dry bones shall rise again.
Now please be seated for a while.
One of the things you need to generate through prayer, I told you yesterday, is compelling power. There is a power it takes to compel result. The devil doesn't want you to have it. And he's showing you with everything at his disposal. You can see that the forces fighting your growth in the world is also as strong as the force fighting your spiritual life. You are the one who is taking one for granted. Insist in the place of prayer. See, let me tell you something. Some things will not break until you get crazy in the place of prayer. That you lock yourself up and say, enough is enough of promise and fear. This yoke breaks now. And when you come out with a scepter of authority. People are just wondering, what has he done differently? It is compelling power. God is placing that scepter on people's hands. Listen, I might not be able to touch all the five. Number three, to be positioned for a shift, embrace the life of sacrifice. Seed time and harvest will not what? Cease. Listen to what I'm saying and listen very good. Whenever God wants to shift a man, he orchestrates a season of sacrifice. Sacrifice in the place of prayer, sacrifice of comfort, sacrifice of convenience, sacrifice of agenda, sacrifice of the direction you wanted to go, and God suddenly show up and say, give me. Let's look at this scripture. The book of Psalms, chapter number 126. Psalms 126. Let's start the reading from verse 1 so you can understand the context of the scripture. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in what? In tears. So the seed time comes with tears. It is true that it is painful. That's why not everybody can enter. It is true that it is painful. Those of you who are members of this church, you understand that. We are going to move from where we were to this place. God gave powerful instructions that requires faith to obey. Powerful instructions. The ministry that is yours, how do you tell us to go and pack all our... He said, don't leave that place with a pin. Get out of that place. And take everything out. Yes, Lord. And I noticed from that moment, it has never been we struggle to buy equipment. It has never been. We packed it out, took it to where we would take it to. Sometimes I go for meetings there, I see them using it and we are still renting. And I say, God, I know harvest will come. Listen to what I'm saying. Every seed is a voice of the future. It is not dead. It is waiting for an appointed time. Except a grain of wheat first falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Except it falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it falls and dies, it begins to yield in 60s, in 100s. Sacrifice. How will Abraham wait for Isaac for how many years? And then God wake up and say, give me Isaac. And I told you yesterday, see, let me tell you, this is the way home.
This is the normalize the death of your Isaac. Listen to what I'm saying. Every level God wants to introduce you to, he will make sure you are dead to it. So you will not have the corruption of riches. Money can corrupt. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And that's why it will check, test, and refine your love. No matter the theology you have around anything given, it's because you are struggling to give. It will visit it. Listen to this. Was it Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo that shared this story? He went to minister somewhere. I think they gave him an honorarium of 1 million. 1 million. And it was a big deal. As he was going, I can't remember if it was him. He drove through a church. I don't want to mention the church name. And God said, that money, that honorarium, park. It belongs there. He said, park, that's the place. He went there with tears. Have you ever sown a seed before? That you are taking, you that you use it all. This person say, oh, thank you. I say, it's not your fault. It is God who has. It is not your fault. Do you think I really want to do this? Listen to what I'm saying. If you sow in tears, don't feel you are carnal. Some things are painful. I tell you. So when you are bringing, when I was on campus, the way God trained me, we are being, every Ghana must go from home with food stuff. I will get to my room. God said, put it at the door. The owner is coming. Then one fellowship, a brother will just come. I say, Pastor, Pastor. I say, why did you come? I say, you didn't bring it inside. I say, leave it. I said, God said it's yours. You can go to me. They will still take it to. I remembered one year. I prayed for a sister. She just said she has never really experienced some level of breakthroughs before. So we agreed in prayer. And true to it, that same week, God opened the door for her. And I think somebody gave her some huge amount of money. She paid her tithe in church, then brought my own envelope. And said, Pastor, I've come to honor you. I was so broke that I can't forget. It was one Maggi that was on my window. You know those Maggi that are two, that use one part. The other one is turning to water bit by bit. It was there. With a white transparent jar of salt. Oil that, you know those oil you pour in Ragoli's bottle. Just put it there. Then a little cup of Gary. Put it there. So when you enter, that's my life on the window there. And then the sister, I was so excited, thank God. Tomorrow is market day. And they were here at the market. Then God said, ATM Melo, how many years do you have? Draw those years now. Take that money to church. I had to trek inside sun to go and drop it. So let me even remove transport. Say, no, take it as it is. And trekked back. And I was asking, the pastor was saying, somebody drop an anonymous offering. I said, it's not really that I want to drop this thing, but God has spoken. When you sow in tears, you are not carnal. Some sowing seasons are heavy. Listen to what I'm saying. The foundation of some of the things you see today are days of tears. Days of tears and weeping. When your life becomes a reproach amongst friends and amongst families, and you know, I am a smart person, I'm intelligent. I have what it takes to go certain ways, and the reason why many of you don't know what some of us had to sacrifice to be where we are is because we have never been classmates. The person standing before you is a man God blessed with intelligence. And I say this with humility. I have cleared some. Let me not get there, please. So you look at your life, you plan it, this. God said, no, condemn that part. Stay with me. You look at it. Sometimes you cry. You wake up in the morning and cry. I am not a stupid person. But they that sow in tears will reap with joy. Harvest is coming. But listen to what I'm saying.
God is not robbing Peter to pay Paul. Pay your dues. I don't want to emphasize on the issue of giving. Whether you do it or not. The agenda of God anywhere and everywhere will move on. But let me say this to you. There will always be a time that there will be a difference between Jacob's and Esau. The time will always come. The life of sacrifice. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your comfort, your night time, your breakfast and lunch, and reduce your meal to dinner. And sometimes you sacrifice and you are wondering why all this. You can't even tell. And God said, do it. But harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. To as many who have been sowing in tears. Who have been, and sometimes, has it happened to you before? You sow and it looks like God didn't reward you. You know, you are wondering that you are, after I drop this big thing, that there will just be a miracle. You come and share testimony on Sunday. You hear me share testimony when I drop that money, suddenly a door opened. You, that month, Gary, listen to what I want to teach you. When you sow vegetables, it will begin to grow in a few days. But when you sow things as heavy as cocoa, it may take a while, but it's still there. And when it shoots out, you will reap it for life. The weight of sacrifice is different. You will reap it for life. So in case you feel God has moved on, He has not. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. And while you are in that season, keep rejoicing. They that sow in tears shall reap with joy. They that sow in tears shall reap with joy. Harvest is coming. You see, we are not stupid people. Sometimes people feel these things are easy for me. If you have the slightest idea of the instructions that my life is under, you may possibly not pray that your life should go in that direction. Standing before you is a man who cannot predict his next location. So fixed to a path that it is obey the next command. So there is no structure and plan in my family as this is where the school my daughter will attend. There's no structure for it. Where God send us to, and we don't know. It may be in the middle of a term, we move. What will be the effect? Reward these children. Reward. And that's why you insult some people, their altar fight you violently. Because the weight of what is, you have no idea what you are talking about. Say all these pastors' children. You must be joking. Sometimes I look at people, they drag Reverend Paul and Dr. Paul and his daughter online and insult her. I say, hey. And I'm almost tempted to type a response. Where were your parents? Where the parents were laboring? Where were they? Don't fight anybody's harvest if you don't know their seed. Don't. See, respect people and respect covenant. I'm telling you again, there are people you fight, the weight of their altar confront you with aggression. You are wondering what you have done wrong. Yes, you are all children of God, but in sacrifice you are not the same. We are all loved with equal love, but our kingdom economic importance is not the same. We yield different results to the kingdom. I was asking some of the people praying with me, do you know what it means to dispense life 365 days in a year? I preach every day and nothing is ever still. It takes an economy. How many days have you preached that you are burnt out? How many people are drinking from your well that you have now finished? Listen, God decided to use you in a certain way. Your life can never be normal again. You live normal life. You see, you. I don't want to scare you because it can't go back to being normal.
Sometimes I have drawn my plan that, so let me quickly use this time. And here's an agenda. We shall all drink of the same cup. What God is going to do in the last days is that some of those who insult pastors and insult pastors, God just say, okay, let me call you too. Come. They will go from that to soberness. Do you think at this point we are eating with our 10 fingers? I stand before God and I say this with sincerity and humility. If I want to buy a car every month, I will buy it without sweat. Every month. I will buy it without sweat. I was asking God, when will I be released again? He said, continue. Let's leave that subject. But let me say this to you. Don't miss your seed time. Sometimes some demand will look like it is your life. God wants to demand. It will look like you are dying. Like if you take this, I'm finished. But it is in dying that we live. It is in dying that we live. It is in dying. I'm telling you this with bleeding scars under my clothes. Sometimes you want to cry. God, can you reduce this thing? See, we are just getting started. Out of the ashes of my rising today, I see
the breaking of a brand new day,
in which the name of the Lord
is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
A word was sent to Colinius that your hands and givings have come before the throne of heaven as a memorial. He was a Gentile. People are seeking the face of God. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering. It was God who came down. What do you want? What do you want? He said that you give me likeness of heart, that I may be able to govern your people. God said, you didn't ask for wealth. You didn't ask that I will give your enemies to you. Therefore, will I give you what you have asked for? And but what called the attention of God? Sacrifice. And that's why I asked you yesterday, if the word suddenly comes that this is the end. Not the false prophet. A word comes suddenly, this is the end. Is there something powerful enough on your altar that can say no? Listen, I said something like joke yesterday that God, I saw a vision, and from where I saw it, I knew God was showing me a future that start addressing it now. It looks like a sealed matter. I woke up, I looked and looked and looked and looked. I know that the devil may want to play some tricks because I've been involved in intercession for a while. So I know that if I go about this, I must get this litigation right. See, I know what I'm saying though. This litigation, because it's a court procession, we don't know what he's standing on. So I said, this is the way out. God, I don't know what I'm going to do, but listen. This person can't serve you like this, and this is it. Be ready that if this will happen, kill the both of us. Suddenly, the thing ceased. For a man to say that, and it will cease, there's something on that altar. And that's why we... See... The burden of sacrifice of a leader is not just for himself, but that the day to be about somebody's life. Can you see something in my life? And you can stop that storm. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm careful of the things I will say. Can it be possible for people's matter to be sealed? and the weight of what is on my altar, God will say, I've seen it. It will pass. Don't eat with your 10 fingers. Consider your children. Consider your family. Your priesthood depends on the weight of that sacrifice. It must die. What will you have as a track record that in the days of your youth, your life was all about? Some of you are about to cross into 30s, but yet no significant impact. I'm not trying to beat you down with words. I'm telling you that it is not too late. It is not too late. I had the list of the things that must happen in my life before 30. And I sat down, I began to check, this has it happened, this is God, God. Jesus. The Lord is empowering someone to pay the price your destiny requires to rise. Sacrifice. It changes what 10,000 prayer warriors can change. Sacrifice. Where did Jacob go to that he stumbled on that place where the heaven is open to the earth? Where his grandfather Abraham had met God. What did he do there? It was an altar of sacrifice. Sacrifice opens heavens and keep it opened. It keeps it perpetually. Your children will come and stumble on those realities. And people begin to wonder, what is it about? See, it is the weight of the sacrifice. Many of you didn't know the reason why some folks were in school together. Were just excelling and do. Somebody has paid the price. Somebody has paid the price. Rise up now and refuse. Refuse to live a life for yourself alone. Let your life be about a cause greater than you. I said to you yesterday that there is prosperity, but it is hallowed. There is wealth, but it is for those who understand the agenda, the burden of the Holy Spirit. And I see God equipping you. Yeah. I said, I see God equipping you. Yeah. I see God empowering you. Yeah. I see God empowering you. Yeah. It is a season of empowerment. Yeah. Now get up on your feet, everyone. I will give you the last one of these days in PPC. I don't want to pray for anyone carnally. Lift your hands. Now listen. What the Lord has shown me is to come and announce a change of season. Is that okay now? The set time to favor Zion has come. There's a set time. Do you understand? Do you understand me? There's a set time. If that door is opened in the spirit, every good thing will follow in the physical. Why? Because the set time has come. Can I give you 1 minute to pray in the Holy Ghost? 1 minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray like your life depends on it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Helper. Shakata bakatai. Shakata bakatai. Shakatai. Lord, will you lift your voice loud and clear? Loud and clear. Pray, pray, pray. Pray. The set time has come. I see it. I believe it. I declare it. Yes. The set time has come. 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 Shai kata rakate wicked. Shake it, 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 shake it
The set time, the set time, the set time, the set time has come. The set time has come. Amen. Where's the Daniel and the wife? Babaremo and the wife. Paola and the wife. Come. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everyone. Shaka Fran David. Where's the Daniel? Come. Where's Harry and Mide? Where are they? Run out. Run out. Where's Harry? Where are these people? Go on your knees, everyone. Shenketero go shakaita parai. Sekentere go shetero go siplatakai. Selike profende kero go shete. I'm going to give you instructions. That door is opened. It is the new phase of your life. We open the international space for this family. Yes. We open that phase for you. That space is opened. That space is open. Is open for you. Ease of operation. Grace. Kapombeki. Paika tu. Sigaya. Ebina sukam repinos. Hold on. Kilo sumbre ikai tabino. Sibla ko postiki. Bursting forth into light. Another layer is opening. Another layer of the spirit. Please pay attention to these instructions. Where's Pastor Maiwa? Sons and daughters who are in ministry, please come. Some of you are sitting, come in the middle. Come here. Shaking the rocosti plantarakas. Come. Shake it there.
Shake it. Go on your knees. Go on your knees. No, don't. Those of you coming out to be here, lift your hands. Now, by the grace of God, God told me he had... Let me leave it. There are gatekeepers in every city. And one of the grace of God upon my life in this city is the grace of a gatekeeper. This city is open to you. It is open. Your voice will be recognized at the gate, and access is given. Access. 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 Nothing hears you and refuses you. Access. Access by the Spirit. Access. Access. Access by the Spirit. Access. 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 Access by the Spirit. No struggle. Access. I told you yesterday that that's just a part of your ministry opened. More is opening. More is opening. More is opening. More is opening. By the finger of the Lord that makes men distinct, let that finger touch these lives and sit there. The finger that separates men with power. No one's voice gets heard in the physical without breaking through in the spirit. You break through in the spirit. Shai kapam de kito stoplatai. I pray for in the copy ten diketi de second de tete elegi bus de fredi. Sin do kombre finish de fred. Amen. Amen. It's done. It's done. It's done. Now listen, the Lord asked me to pray for those who are in the season to get married. Some of you, the spouse has not come. Some of you, the spouse, but no resources. Now I can't have all of you in front because of time. Lift your hands if you belong to that category. I decree and declare every seal that has blocked your marital's itato till now, it is taken off. Now I didn't hear that amen like you mean it. It is taken off. You will hear well, you will see well, and you will enter into it. In the name of Jesus. Money will no longer be a problem. From today, let bone come to bones. Listen, except you are not in this meeting, whether online or on site, what is activated is activated. Listen, listen, be conscious of the new. Be conscious of the new. The hold is gone. 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 And I saw the garment of reproach being ripped off. Being ripped off. Being ripped off. Be conscious of the new. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Be conscious of the new. The old is gone. The old is gone. The old is gone. Are you following what I'm saying here? The things you have not been able to do before. Where is Bishop Shane? Why were you not out? Where is your fiancé? Step out here. Step out. That which is your fear is taken off. Listen, listen. It will be clear from this year that money is to never be part of your worries. Are you following what I'm saying? And suddenly the wisdom to enter into supernatural world. Grace! I command the door of visibility open on what you do. In the name of Jesus. You know what to do. Now listen, listen. There is an implication that happens when you are present in certain atmosphere. Several layers have been ripped off tonight. Listen, listen. One of the realities of this meeting is that there is going to be unbelievable access to international space. Unbelievable access. Unbelievable access. There are people I've held and I prophesied to that when next we're having a meeting, they will not be here. And they are not here. Are you following what I'm saying here? That door is open for you. And I command the kind of exploit you've never been able to do, go and make such exploit now. Go and break into those space now. Go and break into those realities now. In the name of Jesus. From today, your helpers will recognize you. They will recognize you.
It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, this is the final assignment I have before I leave. Please stand up. They are going to project it after I've called it. This is our new Sphere of Light confession. We're going to be saying this every service. When you hear it, you will understand. Okay, yeah. You will understand. I'm going to read it out. You will say it after me, because this is our reality. Are you following what I'm saying? Say after me, we are a sphere of light. Come on, say it again. An atmosphere of God's influence. We love effortlessly. We sacrifice selflessly and pray earnestly. A people of great faith, strong vision, and excellent spirit. We have a lifestyle that is consistent with the authority of scriptures. We have a lifestyle that is consistent with the authority of scriptures. We believe when the Lord said to us that we are a city in every city. Let me read that part again. We believe when the Lord said to us that we are a city in every city. This is the house of pruning, forging, and making of giants. The shout of a king is amongst us, and we rejoice always. The shout of a king is amongst us, and we rejoice always. We are a city in every city. City in every city. We are a city in every city. The shout of a king is amongst us. The shout of a king is amongst us. The shout of a king is amongst us. This is our reality as a church. And everywhere we chant this reality, we rejoice. Why is your heart crying to me? Come. Paul, come. So many ideas in your heart, you begin to see the fruit of it. Look at this young man. You have seen a man. This is the last time you have seen him in this. Look at him. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I command and I channel all forces to walk in support of your advancement. Advance. 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 Advance! And step out. Nothing stop this marching. Advance. It is done. Now listen, listen. For a meeting like this, like the mother of Jesus told them, listen, nobody is after any penny from anybody. Everything about this meeting was fully paid for. Listen to what I'm saying. For your own good, whatsoever it is that instruction the Lord gives you, do it. What did I say? Don't leave kind of meeting like someone who doesn't have spiritual discernment and just walk out and say, I'm blessed. Listen to what I'm saying. Are you following what I'm saying? You must understand when you step into a new season. There is a new pastor we are sending to a new church we are opening, and that's my church. But please step out. He's going to Pastor's Sphere of Light Church in Moro. Please go on your knees. Where is his fiancée? Come and join him here. Thank you, Lord. Same grace, same authority, same empowerment. You become a magnet that will draw men in that place. Same grace, same authority, same empowerment. Wisdom. Now take him up. For Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. For Moses, the servant of God, had laid his hands upon him. Wisdom! Like a cloak. At enlargement. At enlargement. At enlargement. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. NCCF members and Polybanon, step out quickly. School of Hygiene, School of Nursing, step out quickly. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Have they gone? Step out quickly. You belong, please run out, my friends. Run out. Many of you will never have to look for a job. You don't understand what is coming on you. Run out. There are moments that the life of a man changes forever. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you believe God has called me? Are you sure? Are you sure? Let's start. Thank God on your knees. I decree from today, open heavens in all aspects and in all ramifications. Open heavens. Open heavens. There's a girl amongst you, 1, 2, 3 of your sisters got pregnant out of wedlock. God is using you to wipe away the tears of your parents. There's a girl amongst you like that. 1, 2, 3 of your sisters. Three of them. There seems to be no joy. Everywhere seems to be dark. God is changing the story. I decree from today you advance and you go forward. You excel in all that you do. There is a shift upon you. Your generation will see it. And they will recognize it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Get up like men of war. Settled. We love you dearly. God bless you. Where's Femi Emmanuel? Come. I told them to remind me. I'm going to pray for you. I told you that that door is going to open. So it's time. Is that okay? Go and prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. The door is opened. Guy, there's so much power here. Open to him. Open to it. Recognize his voice. Open to her. Recognize her voice. You are breaking forth like a wild wind. Power! The Holy Ghost. It is done. Amen. Listen. Except God has not called me, the things begin to happen from here. Hi. You just follow every instruction of the Lord to the latter. Is that clear? If there's anyone I've not been able to pray with directly today, Asotele is coming. We are here. I'm here by the grace of God. That's first Sunday in September. Everyone, let's go. I've told you, let's go back to the original pattern. If you have drum local, go and bring them. You have. That is what Asotele is for. Are you following what I'm saying here? Pastor, I'm telling you, this is the last time this house will be like this. City-wide impact. Even you won't believe it. It is done. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.